It's come down to this. 100 laps, 5 to go at the line. 5 cars nose to tail heading down into turn number 1. It's anybody's race.
Inside Florida Racing.
It's definitely crunch time. Somebody's going to have to make a move. 3 laps to go as they cross the start finish line. Going down into turn number 1. They start to fan out. Coming off a 2. They're side by side down the back straightaway.
Inside Florida Racing.
That's it. Coming off a turn 4. White flag in the air. Checkers and wreckers. Anybody's race as they go down to turn number 1. They fan out. 2 by 2. 3 wide coming off the turn number 2. They get sideways down the back straightaway. Someone breaks loose to the top. Trying to make the run up on the high side. Going to do it the hard way around. Coming around 4. They're still 2 by 2. 3 cars drop back. It's 1 car coming out sideways. Who's on the inside? Coming to the line. It's anybody's race.
Inside Florida Racing.
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 Inside Florida
Inside Florida Racing.
Sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name.
Fade it out.
You're cheating out.
Unbelievable.
You're cheating hard.
And I wonder why that song came on.
Welcome to Inside Florida Racing.
Only you.
That's a whole nother song.
Oh, my God. Only you. Yeah, then we could.
Oh, you missed your calling.
Yeah. Blue Moon.
Welcome to Inside Florida Racing, folks. This is Carol Wicks.
This is Womba da Bomba, dang a dang dang, ding a dong ding, Blue Moon.
Oh, what a night.
Set him off again,
racing Jason Beckner. Good Thursday.
And who's the goofball over here with the ponytail?
Just the goofball.
Kathy's clown, I guess.
Unbelievable. Good gravy. Good Thursday evening to everybody. Thanks for joining Inside Florida Racing. I am racing Jason Beckner. Carol Wicks here alongside me. Also, the man himself at the controls, Jack.
The big Ripper.
Man. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, first things first, right off the bat, due to scheduling problems and stuff with myself and Carol, we are, Inside Florida Racing is going to change. So for everybody that's tuning in just right now, I'm going to have to ask you to set your computers up for a different date for Inside Florida Racing starting next week. Monday, we are going to be on live from 7 till 9, Inside Florida Racing. It's same time, same channel, just a different day.
On Monday nights, Monday, which will be better for the drivers, too, because they don't have to worry about practicing and fixing the cars up. Monday will be kind of a relaxed evening.
Yeah, it'll be, plus, you know, I mean, I'm working Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's all racing stuff.
We should have played Heartbreak Hotel.
Since my baby left me. Like it, thank you very much. But once again, we are going to be moving. Yeah, you had to play that song, didn't you there, Jack?
Yes, and why did you play that song, Jack?
Well, I'll tell you what. This comedy relief will be relieved when Don Heckman comes on, when the Gimler sprint car racers come on tonight.
Danny Snow comes on tonight.
The brothers Gimler from the TBARA series. Danny Snow. Wow.
Man, did you actually talk him into it?
I hope so.
Danny's like, oh. He's washing his hands. He's getting the dirt from out beneath his fingernails as we speak. And Ken Kenny.
Ken Kenny.
From Henry County.
And Rusty Marcus. Speedway. Rusty Marcus. promoter for Orlando Speedwell, going to be on tonight. Can't wait to talk to Ken Kenny Jr. I just finally got a chance to talk to him a while ago, so pretty excited about talking to him. Lots and lots of news in the state of Florida for racing. One of the big things was from last weekend, and now it's making its way into the headlines today. After the event at the New Smyrna Speedway, the top three cars' motors were actually snatched up, taken back, torn apart. Come to find out, Jason Boyd, who originally finished third, was disqualified for unauthorized alterations to a
Altercations.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good word.
Alterations, maybe?
Maybe I'm taking that from somebody.
I got to tell
you. I'm reading it right there, man. That
is that misspelled?
Alterations. I'm sorry. I need glasses like you.
Tell you funny. Tell you something funny. You know, they're doing the they're doing some interviews. They got the drivers out at New Smyrna Speedway out on the front straight, and they're doing some driver intros, you know.
Somebody throw their microphone?
No, they weren't introducing drivers. They were doing interviews while people were getting autographs signed. And this one youngster they were talking to, it was really hilarious. He says he was just happy that he would be able to get a chance to go out and try to do well in the conservation race, and that drew a little bit of a chuckle.
I tell you what, if you're a racer,
it was a little more appropriate. It was probably more appropriate than he realized.
Yeah, if you're a racer, you don't want to conserve. Anyway, hey, you guys were up there. Who was it in qualifying that ended up on their roof?
Oh my goodness. Chillin', thrillin', Dylan.
Thrillin' Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan Oliver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what is so amazing? This kid is very young. He came around that thing on top of the hood, and they couldn't even get him out the way the car landed. They fixed that car. The tow truck driver was amazing. I mean, he inched that car back on its wheels without even bumping it. And the crew from Dylan's crew got the car running again, and he was back on the track for the race. That kid has more you-know-whats than...
I tell you what.
Oh, he was amazing.
Kudos to him and his crew. Got the car back out in the track.
And the tow truck driver.
Man, unbelievable. But, yeah, a lot of big shakeup right there at the ASA race. And Jason Boyd officially has been suspended indefinitely. Very tough break right there. Maybe we'll get some more insight of what was going on with that. And, I mean, you know, there's always two sides of the story. So maybe we can pry both sides out of it and see what's going on. Maybe we'll check into that. Maybe that's something we can have on next week. So never know.
That was not Jason Boyd's car. I know that.
Oh, wow. Was it his car or was it somebody else's car?
He was
what?
Driving for someone else, and I guess they just bought that car. I don't know the whole story.
Wow.
But I feel kind of bad for Jason because he raced one heck of a race. He came from the back to that position and didn't touch anybody. I mean, it was a really nice, clean race.
Man, that is a tough break right there. Well, here at Inside Florida Racing, we will get to the bottom of it. As usual, we try to get to the bottom of everything. And
I think the bottom already got done because ASA made a ruling, and that's the way it is.
Man. Well, anyway, once again, if you're just joining in, Monday night. This Monday night is going to be the new date and time for Inside Florida Racing. Going to be 7 to 9 o'clock. I still got that song. You're cheating hard. Oh man. But anyway.
Any more new news from Charlotte County Motorsports Park?
Big race this weekend. The late models are going to be in there. You know, it's another one of the deals. They bring all the late models they can in, and going to have a 100-lap race. And then July 14th, going to have the super late models in. And once again, that's going to be another big race. First time back in a long time for the super late models coming back July 14th. I tell you what, I'm going to be ready to go for that one.
Heck yeah, me too.
I'm going to have to be on my game that night.
Well, this weekend, you know, now we're going to have a toss-up because Charlotte County Motorsports Park has a late model race, but Auburndale Speedway also has a late model race, and hopefully they both will get a pretty good car count. You find humor in that, don't you?
I did, because I saw the message board, and HTC was like, Like
he was on it.
He was on the money, man.
If anybody thinks we're too loud, call in, please.
No. We're not too loud.
Okay.
If we're too loud, you're too old.
Oh.
that's only in your ears with those headphones.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. Can I beat him up, please?
Go right ahead. I like it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I hope a lot of people... How many hundreds of late model drivers are there in this state? There's plenty of room for them to race at Arbondale and Charlotte County.
It's also super late model 50, the Bright House Challenge 50-lap race, super late models at New Smyrna Speedway.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And then next Wednesday on the 4th of July, I don't know if we're doing a show on Monday or not.
I'm going to Daytona.
But, yeah, the 4th of July, they have the Clyde Hart Memorial over there. So,
Bobby, somebody should feel honored. I have tickets to Daytona, but
me too.
I'm staying somewhere to
What's
work.
What's happening at Daytona?
Oh, come on. Nasty car, man.
What's happening at the Tony Stewart's going to win the race? That's
no,
what's happening.
Not.
He is
no,
too.
No, he's not. Dale Jr.'s going to win. They're going to find some.
Whap.
I'm an Earnhardt fan. Come on,
I got seats that are on the second mezzanine, first row, 20 feet in back of the flag man. Yeah.
One of our contractors last year got his tickets for this year's race. I got to thank him, Dave Sanders, out there. What is Dave's last name? Anyway, he's the guy that hauls our dirt for us out of Sebring and everything. Got us all hooked up. I just know him as Dave the Sandman. So if you're listening, Dave, thank you very much, sir. I do appreciate it.
If my son is listening, thank you very much. I love you.
My wife is going to enjoy the races in Daytona very, very much. But here's the thing. I found on the message board. HTC was on the money. This is what he prints. He says, "But you guys can have Jeff the Human Torch Schofield at Auburndale, the little track that could CCMB Charlotte County Motorsports Park, the Euro Disney of motorsports, has already claimed him for their race." He says, "Y'all letting the limiteds run with the supers?" Well, that's funny. Both tracks saying that one driver's going to be there. I guess we'll just see where he's going to be.
I think maybe what's going to happen, Jeff might pull a Tony Stewart and run up there and race and then head on down to Charlotte.
Oh, that would be interesting. Going to jump in the helicopter or the jet, fly down to the Charlotte County Motorsports Park, land in their backyard at the airport, come over, pull off the doubleheader win in one night. Maybe.
We're starting rumors here that are... Jeff Schofield's going to kill me next time he sees me.
I'll step up to the plate. I'll start a rumor. I'm good at starting rumors. None of them are usually true, but I'll start a rumor. But that's pretty good. HTC, kudos to you, my friend, for being on the ball with that one right there. But
what? You should hear some of the things that guy... He caught me for something else on there today. I put the post about ASA on the NASCAR thing, and he picked up on it immediately.
I'm going to call you out. What is hear yay, hear ye? It's right
it
there.
It was a typo.
Okay, that's
as
fine.
As if you people never make them.
I make them all the time. I never did say I completed the sixth grade.
I hope 1,000 people read that wrong, because that means 1,000 people read it.
Hear yay, hear ye.
Hey, I got to tell you something. When I put that post on there about looking for the frequencies for the radios.
Yeah.
You never know who's on that Karnak board. I got emails and messages. One of them was from the producer of Speed Vision. What's that Speed Channel?
Speed TV? Speed Channel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to be up in the tower. Another one was a newscaster that's going to be up in the tower.
Wow.
That offered to help me with the frequencies. I thank them very much, but I just want to reaffirm that there's a lot of people that listen to Karnak.
Okay.
Well, that's cool.
No, there's hardly anybody listens to this. No, nobody reads the message boards. Those are all fictitious people. I make them all up.
I heard you mention my name before, and you
were
giggling.
Well, listen, you guys are sitting here talking about, you know, late models at Auburndale, late models at Charlotte. Well, I'll give you something else. You know, over in Central Florida, there's a whole other place, Orlando Speed World. Rusty Marcus, welcome to Inside Florida Racing.
Hey, Rusty.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Yes. Rusty. Now, you can thank her for calling you this afternoon and reminding you.
Yeah, Carol, you were supposed to call and remind me.
Honey, I called you twice this week. I don't want your wife to beat me up.
Now, if you're going to be the motherly figure, you got to make sure you stay on top of things.
Rusty, I just got to say
one
thing.
Did you hear that? Stay on top of things.
Rusty, this is Jason. Before we go any further, real quick, I just got to say, you got a fabulous place over there. I mean, you guys got everything there. You got a figure eight track, you got your circle track, you got drag strips, motocross, anything you can think of that has to do with racing is right there in your backyard.
How do you know that?
Exactly.
Were you there?
I have been there. I was there. Cool. I was there a few years back. My brother came down from South Carolina to run what they call the BM Modified Winter Series, and they did like a whole weekend of racing there at his track, and it's a great facility.
It's 2 weeks worth of racing that time.
Yeah, yeah.
And BM come in, they come down for about a week. And I can barely hear you.
Oh, me or Carol?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, Jack, he can't hear us. Turn us up. Okay. He's over there playing with it right now.
Can you hear me now?
I was going to use one of my lines, but they might be a sponsor, so I won't.
Go ahead. We have no shame here.
On our show, you can say anything you want as long as it's not real nasty.
So what's happening down there in Charlotte and Auburndale?
Man, they got late model races at the Yin Yang. You know, they're getting ready to do it up this weekend pretty big. But, you know, it's not about Auburndale or Charlotte County, man. It's about you right now. I mean,
you know what? You know what? I'm a fan of all the tracks.
That's cool, man.
That's my thing. I love all the tracks because I'm a stock car fan. I became a promoter way after all that stuff. I do have some good news for Orlando, though.
Well, lay it on me, my friend.
This week, PRI will be back.
What's coming back?
PRI, the Sprint Mopar.
Oh.
The Mopar Sprint and Midget Classic.
Yeah. Now
it is coming back for sure. There had been talk about it going to Lakeland.
Right, right.
And this week, they decided they were going to bring it back to Orlando.
Well, I'll be darned. Now, is that just one night of racing, or is that a full weekend, or what's up
that
with that?
That is December 6th and 7th. It's a Thursday-Friday deal. We've been doing it for the last, this will be our third year doing it. It's always a huge, huge show. Thursday's kind of practice and qualifying and heat races and stuff like that. And then Friday, they just absolutely pack the place out.
Now that's too cool. I'm gonna have to make it up there for that. I can do that. I'm busy.
You haven't been to this one yet?
No, I have not. I've been to your track. I've been to your track before, but I haven't been to the PRI deal. So
the PRI deal is huge. I mean, the who's who is there whenever this thing's going on.
Man, that'll
and
be.
And whenever I say the who's who, I mean the who's who. I mean, there's a little bit of everybody there.
Yeah,
from
Carol,
all forms of racing.
Carol's Tony Stewart might be there.
There's always a good possibility that Tony will be there. Tony's very good friends with Steve that puts the show on with Performance Racing Industry.
Right.
And the first year he was supposed to be there, the NASCAR banquet was the same night, so a lot of the guys didn't make it. Then last year he was supposed to be there, Casey Kane, Brian Newman. There was a bunch of them that were supposed to have made it, but for one reason or another, they didn't make it. Now, this isn't a show that we put on. This is put on with PRI. And they've got connections in places that you wouldn't believe.
Well, if you hear Tony's coming there, give me 4 hours.
Well, Carol, why don't you just do this?
What, honey?
Mark it on your calendar now and plan on being here.
When is that?
What was that date?
December 6th and 7th. It's a Thursday-Friday show.
December 6th and 7th, Orlando. Tony.
It's the Mopar Sprint and Midget Classic where they bring the wingless sprints in and they have the Ford Focus cars and they bring the Legends and they bring the midgets in. And the guy that puts it on from PRI, Steve, he spares absolutely no expense.
We're getting our reservations arranged at the Bithlow Hyatt as we speak.
I got 1 foot out the door already. I've never been to Orlando Speedway and it's on my to-do list.
Yeah, Carol, when's the last time you were at Orlando?
I've never been to Orlando. It's not
Carol,
like you're around the corner.
You're hurting me now.
I promise I'll make it up to you.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
How many times have you been to New Smyrna?
Three.
And it's north of me.
Well, you know, you have that big 200-lap truck race coming, too, later in the year.
The weekend following the PRI show.
Yeah.
And then the weekend, here's the fun part. The Friday before PRI comes in on Wednesday, we have Crash-O-Rama. So we got to kind of tuck our little tails and run and get everything cleaned up to put on this show because, now, Jack, you've been to the PRI show, haven't you?
Yes.
And you know what it is.
It's the world's biggest motorsports trade show.
Yeah.
It's huge. Yeah. It's enormous.
And
as a matter of fact, the first year they came to Florida, which was a couple years ago, Bill Green and I went up, and we're walking out to the car after having walked 25 miles inside this place, looking at everything twice. We're walking out to the car. Bill looks in his pocket, and he's lost his keys. And then we were confronted with the fact there's no way on earth we would ever find those keys in that place. I mean, we're talking about acres and acres and acres of motorsports displays.
It's phenomenal. It's truly phenomenal. I mean, the trade show itself, I don't think I've made it around the same because any time that I've, obviously, with the show going on, I'm kind of busy at Orlando. The last 2 years, I've made it there briefly on Saturday. And it's just enormous. I mean, it's huge. And to try and get around the whole thing, and of course, you know, I'm trying to get paperwork done and get everything finalized for Steve Lewis and the gang out there, you know, so it's not like I have a whole lot of time to walk around, but it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal show. They bus people, they hire tour buses to bring people to Speed World to watch the race. It's like a huge party.
Oh, the place there at the where they do that is this, what's the name of the place? I just had a
It's the Orlando Convention
Center. Yeah, the convention center there is a huge place. It's beautiful, too. It's just a really, like a lot of things in Orlando area, it's really, really plush and really nice place. Rusty, tell you what, man, why don't you tell us...
Wow!
Hang on a second.
What?
Wow. Hang on a second. you race Friday and Saturday night. You're one of the few, if only, places in Florida that runs Friday and Saturday night.
Yes.
Take us through a typical weekend at Orlando Speed World during the regular season.
A typical weekend, you start Friday morning early trying to get everything, all the polishing things done to the track, which never seem to get completed before the show gets going. And then you have, well, we've been truly, truly blessed this year with, on Friday night, we're averaging over 100 cars. And that is, we're just so grateful to have that car count. Our fan count's not real great, but our car count is really good. So you get in there, and we try and be a friendly track. So if the guys get there early, we let them go out single car practice. Then we open the gate. If it's a big show, we open at 2. If it's a regular show, we open at 4. We start regular practice an hour after we open the gate, have the EMTs and everybody in place, and we go at it. That goes strong until 7 o'clock. And then we take a break, have the driver's meeting, jump into racing. Hopefully everything goes well. And we always, always try and run heat and features. Now, if we have weather coming after us, sometimes we will knock the heats off. But I try and give the guys as much time on that racetrack as they can handle. Because they've traveled from long distances. You know, they've got these toys to play with, and they don't want to just run a feature race. They want to run a heat race. And I mean, they want to be in that car as much as they can be in that car. So we try and always give them the heats and features. We get done on Friday night. By the time we get the book work done, it's 1 or 2 o'clock. Then you jump back in there Saturday morning and start the whole program over again. Mm. And our Saturday night program, as you know, the first couple years, it kind of struggled and stammered and flopped and did all kinds of weird stuff. The Saturday program is coming along really well this year. We're probably averaging 70, 80 cars. Now, there's some nights where we won't have it because I don't have enough stuff backed on there because the Remax Legends go on tour and become PBG Legends.
I was going to say, yeah, what are the differences between the types of cars and classes you run on Friday versus Saturday?
Well, what our Saturday show is cars, when it was originally brought to life, It was cars that didn't have a home. Orlando Speed World was the home of the Remax Legends. But, like, you got Pro Challenge, Mini Cup, TQ Modified, TQ Late, the Dara cars, all the little classes, that the open wheel light, all the classes that didn't run somewhere every week, we started bringing them in on Saturday night. We call them club cars. And the different clubs would come in, and they'd run, they'd have a good time, and they'd go home. Well, there's a lot more club cars now, and there's even more clubs forming. And, you know, with different types of cars. So the Saturday night program, and I've said this before, when you have a big saltwater aquarium, you always have a little one, too, to put the stuff in there and let it grow, and then you throw it into the big tank. And sometimes it makes it, but sometimes it gets eaten by the other critters. Well, that's what our Saturday night program is that little tank, and we take them, and once they've been in the Legends or Bandoleros or Open Wheel Lights, and they decide to get into a big car, then they go into our big program. Sometimes they make it, and sometimes they get eaten by the bigger fish.
Okay, so sometimes on Friday nights you have late models.
Say that again, Carol.
On Friday nights you run late models?
We run super late. We don't run the late models.
Well, could you make an appointment with Jack to make him take me up there on a Friday night for super late model race? He's shaking his head no, Rusty.
Well, you know what? I got a great super late model race coming up in October. It's the Orlando Dodge 125.
Yes.
You'll have to be there for that one because it's a great, great show.
When is that again, Rusty?
It is in October, and I can't remember.
That's a fast racetrack, man.
Yeah.
Well, if the owner of Karnak and the owner of Short Track Racing and Inside Florida Racing doesn't take me, I'll take a decent person that will take me.
There you go.
I'll take.
And, Carol, don't you like the sprint cars?
I love them.
Well, the sprint cars will be there next month, or in August, and we're having an extended race because the race that we had earlier in the year, there was a scheduling conflict. So what we did was it's the Billy Yuma Memorial,
mm-hmm.
and we've added laps to it and added money to the purse for that race.
Sweet.
So it should be a humdinger. And also that night, World Class Pile has stepped up to the plate, and they want to do something for the Super Stocks. And if you've never seen our Super Stocks run, they are the rock'em sock'em. They go at it. The purse that we're going to be offering them that night, it will be absolutely crazy because they'll be running for $750 to win.
Wow.
So, Rusty, you started out in this whole game like selling 50-50 tickets over at Thundercross Motorsports, the Speedway over at Thundercross, which is now gone. It used to be over around Lake Okeechobee. And you did a lot of different things in this game. And if I'm not mistaken, Dick Westfall kind of brought you in. He was
Dick
like
Westfall
the
was my mentor.
He was the brainchild of the Saturday night. He was the one who created that idea and believed in it. And I think he brought you in, and within no time, you were named promoter of the year by Lowe's Motor Speedway promoter of the year by Humpy Wheeler.
Well, I think what happened there, they just had a big hopper and they pulled a name out, and I got lucky.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what. They might call Jimmy Spencer Mr. Excitement. They might call a lot of other people Mr. Excitement. But every time I'm around, I see that you are. Anytime there's a big event, you're Mr. Excitement. Don't you forget it.
Well, we want racing to be something that is enjoyable for people. And it's like I try and tell people, if we can't get excited about our own product, how in the world is anybody else going to get excited about it?
Amen. Thank you.
And you know what? I would have to say, I just had this thought, too. I never thought of this before, but I don't think there's anybody in this state that could out-excite Bobby Deal except you.
I want to see that.
I talked to Bobby just a little bit ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I'm glad you said that, Rusty.
You couldn't shut him up, could you, Rusty?
I want to put something on the record.
On the record.
Because, you know, in Florida racing, there's a lot of stuff, let's say. I don't have stuff with anybody.
Good.
I like all the tracks. Now, I know there's political stuff that goes on that, you know, different things. I try and stay out of the political end and focus on Orlando and making sure that Orlando survives. I'm working on some things for 2008 for Orlando that I think, and I can't really give a whole lot of detail on it yet, but I think will help a lot. And you never know till you try them. But there's I mean, like I said, we've been truly blessed this year with our car count. A couple of years ago, we were getting 50, 60 cars, and now then it's a good, solid 100-plus every week. And that's on a Friday night show, which is hard as heck to get to if you live in Orlando. So we're real excited about that, and we're not bragging, because when you brag, you go down in flame. We're thankful.
Usually the bear gets you.
Exactly.
Well, Rusty, I'll tell you what, it was a pleasure having you on the show. We got a break here, and okay. I hope to have you back
it was
on
great
again.
Because with you, Aunt Carol, if
yes.
you don't come see me this year, I might have to turn into something bad on the Karnak board and come after you.
Rusty, you don't have to worry about that, because I'm going to bring her. You got a Friday night show. I never get to get out to another track, and that is my
there
big thing.
Go.
Thank God I have found a racetrack with a Friday
there
night
you
show.
Go.
And
so
you
I can
cannot,
go somewhere else.
You cannot do anything to me that has not been done.
See, Rusty, the phone.
Oh, my God.
Rusty, the phone call was worth at least two converts, so it was worth your while.
Well, come on down and see what we do.
I'm going to do that.
You got two more paying customers, my friend.
You have a great night.
Thanks, Rusty.
Thanks. Night, Rusty.
This is Inside Florida Racing. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no wonder everybody says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed includes rebates, and they reserve the right to buy back the vehicle from the selling dealer to give to their customer at a lower price. Ask about the $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neon. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and US 19 in St. Petersburg, Dayton Andrews Dodge.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
Welcome back to Inside Florida Racing. You got us tuned in there? It sounds like it wasn't.
Yeah, we're tuned in. We're tuned in.
Jack over there working the spaceship controls with the Cardassians.
Say what?
The Cardassians. You were talking about them last week and the week before that. It sounds like that's how your new puppy is going to sound in the next year. Welcome back to Inside Florida Racing. I am racing Jason Beckner. Along next to me here,
Carol Witt.
Rusty's a great guy, man. He's fun to be around, too. I'll tell you, fun guy to be around.
I can't wait to go to Orlando just to see Rusty. I don't even care if they race.
I've never met him, but he sounds like a card, man. I tell you, he sounds cool.
I love funny, man.
I like the fact that they've got a Friday night racetrack.
Yes.
You know, you don't see that very often. I mean, there's a few tracks up north that do it, but not in the state of Florida, man. So that means I can go out, catch a Friday night race, and then I can go play on Saturday night because I'm not allowed out on Saturday night.
Yeah, the other one is Ocala.
Really?
I didn't
know they raced on Friday nights either. Carol, now?
I just wish they weren't so far away.
Well, you know, you know how far I used, man, years we, what are you doing over there? Oh, no. There goes her Tony Stewart phone again. Once again, if you're just joining us for Inside Florida Racing, we got a big, big announcement tonight, and that is that Inside Florida Racing is now moving to a different time, day, well, no, same time, different day. Due to scheduling conflicts with myself and Carol, we're going to have to move the show to Monday nights, and it's going to be from 7 till 9, and so it's going to be the same time. What's... Hey, wait a minute. Carol,
hello?
Hello? Who's on your phone? Who are you talking to? Who's on there?
No,
who is anybody?
I'm on a radio show.
Getting phone calls in the middle of the show. That's all right. What?
I'm going to leave this to them and go in there.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
All right. This is Gary.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Gary Gimler and his brother Mark Gimler.
The Gimlers of the TBARA Racing.
The brothers Gimler of TBARA.
You have to forgive them, guys. They just fell apart.
How you doing, Carol?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? Boy, you scared the daylights out of me.
Oh, we're doing all right. We're right now, we found some engine trouble in Mark's car, and trying to get the engine out of it. We got another one that's kind of half put together. We need to finish that one and get it put in so we can race Saturday night.
I'm just glad you're here to race. I was talking about the accident after the races on your way home.
From Charlotte there a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a pretty serious deal. I'm going to have to let Mark tell you about that. I was asleep in the truck behind him. My crewman was driving. And a fine job he did because we didn't wind up involved in.
Thank God.
Let me give you to Mark here.
Well, we'll come. Okay.
Hello.
Mark.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, well, I'm doing pretty good considering.
Yeah,
I'm glad to be here after that wreck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was our major concern. We wanted to talk to you guys. I mean, we were doing the show here the other week, and they had mentioned that you guys got involved in that nasty wreck on the way home from Charlotte. And we're just glad that you guys are okay. Is everybody in your family and all your friends and crew members, everybody all right?
Oh, yeah. Dad was driving, and he did a fantastic job. I was in the back seat. And I heard Mom go, that car's in our lane. I took and jumped up, and I seen headlights coming right at us, and Dad cut the rig to the left, and the other people didn't fare out so well, but thank God that we did.
Yes.
It was a real nasty wreck.
There was a fatality, I believe.
Yes, there was. There's at least one fatality. The driver was drunk and illegal and didn't have a license and
no insurance.
I believe they might have had insurance.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's a criminal investigation, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we won't make you talk about it anymore. We don't want to upset the criminal investigation.
We're just relieved that you and your brother and your family are all safe. And so, what's coming up next for you? You just said you finished working on your car.
Yeah. Well, right now, last night at about 9 o'clock, we found some engine problems that we can't fix in that motor. just right away. It's going to take some time. We've got to rebuild that whole motor. So we're gonna take and put in another motor, another engine, and hopefully get it all together to take and run this weekend at Inverness.
Inverness, oh,
Citrus County Speedway.
How big is that? Yep. How big is that track?
A quarter mile. It's a quarter mile.
It's just a quarter mile.
How long does it take you to get around there?
That's what I was getting at.
3 seconds.
How long does it take us to get around there, Gary?
I don't know. 12 seconds left.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good
night. Probably 11 something.
And that's a flat track too. And you guys are, man.
Yeah, it's not real. It doesn't have much banking to it. That's for sure.
Oh man. So you're going
it's
to?
It's a lot of fun.
Going to Inverness this weekend. Both of you are going to be racing, right? You guys are going to have the cars ready?
Yes, we are. We're going to be running with the TBARA. And as long as I can get this motor together.
So Mark,
I'm gonna have to give the phone back to Gary so I can get back out there and get back to work on it.
Right. Well, thanks for coming in and talking to us, Mark.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
I'll see you next time.
Hey Mark, before you go real quick, want to talk about your sponsors real quick and tell us who they are and just get a little shout out there for them?
Okay. Well, I want to give a shout out to my crew to start with. I've got Bruce does a lot of my engine machine work and helps me out with the engines a bunch, Bruce Luzzat. And I've got Doc that helps me with the car and a crew member that he's laid up because he had back surgery. Sean, he's been my mainstay, and Doc is helping out now, and of course my dad, my mom, and Lenny, and my brother, and just a lot of help, and we also have One Trick Race Fabrication with Dean Bartholomew, Enterprise Plumbing, and we like to help out the Florida Research Center for Women and Children.
Well, too cool, man. You got a lot of people on board helping you out there because, cool. It takes a lot to make two sprint cars go around.
On that note, I'm gonna take and give the phone back to Gary.
All right.
I can hear you real well.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
All right, cool.
Glad to hear you. All right.
Hello.
Hey, Gary. This is Jack Smith. We have, I was just looking at the points here now. We're about halfway through the 2007 TBARA wing sprint season, and you're in sixth, your brother's in fifth, and what's it going to take to run down that young hot gun Troy Decaire?
Money.
Quick, to the point, incisive, decisive, huh?
Hey, man.
Yeah, we're a little short on money. You know, so sometimes we stretch tires a little farther than we should. Right now, to catch Troy, Troy's going to have to screw up. George Rudolph has that car dialed in perfectly. Every place we go, they're on a rail, and that whole crew is got it together right now, and they're going to be tough. Even if we had really good finishes the rest of the year, he'd still be really tough to catch because he keeps finishing up in the front.
Yeah, you guys are definitely a force to be reckoned with. You know, it's you both been racing. How long have you guys been racing with the TBARA?
I started with the TBARA in 1998, and Mark started, I want to say, around 2002 or maybe, yeah, two, I think. But we raced three-quarter midgets. Starting up in the Northeast, I started racing three-quarter midgets in 1981, and my first full midget ride was in 1980. And and the year before that, I run what you brung at Riverhead Raceway.
Have you ever raced on dirt?
Yeah. Did some dirt racing up there. Did some dirt racing down here. Most recently at Thundercross, which was out in Okeechobee.
Mm-hmm.
We ran limited sprint cars out there. I had some success out there. I won five features and a championship out there in that deal. But the last couple of years, I haven't run on any. It kind of beat you up. I'm getting old to get beat up every week.
Well, I was kind of looking at the past champions here with the TBARA, and then I don't see your name in there, but is that something you're still shooting for? I know that it's getting later and later in the season, and the young guys got, you know, one up on you guys, and you're talking about it's going to be really tough to catch him. I mean, you know, how many more years do you got, you know, that you're going to be out there wheeling around the tracks?
There's no telling. sprint cars are a funny thing. The way I look at it is I start off every season just like I can win the championship. And if I can, I can. If I can't, you know, I've got nothing to be ashamed of through my racing career, although I'd really like a TBARA championship.
Yeah, that's
yeah, bottom line is you're having fun at it.
That's the whole reason to do this. I mean, you know, my grandfather told me almost 30 years ago, he says, "So you want to be a race car driver, huh?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, now this is coming from a guy who drove midgets from right after World War II to into the 60s. And he says, "I know how you can make a small fortune in racing." I said, "Well, how's that, Pop?" He says, "Well, you got to start with a large one." And he says, "You're not doing this to be a hero or nothing. What are you doing? Why do you want to do this?" "Well, I thought it would be fun." He says, "Well, that I'm relatively sure you can do, because if you're thinking you're going to be a hero, well, every once in a while you might be, but you're going to be a bum way more often than that." So, but if you want to do this to have fun, you can set your sights on that, and you can do it just about every time you go to the racetrack.
Where did your father race in the 50s and 60s?
My grandfather was Ed Hawken, my mother's father, and he raced with, I probably won't even get them all. He raced with the NASCAR Midget Division. He raced with the AAA. He raced with ARDC and ARA, I believe. He was the 1957 Ford Midget Champion at Islip Speedway.
Where is that?
I know he's got other
New
ones.
York.
I just can't remember what they are.
My father used to race Mark and Nima.
Mm-hmm.
And he raced with Al Pillion and around the time Judge Schaefer raced and everything. That's
okay.
Cool. We'll have to get together and take notes here.
Why did you decide why did you have that conversation in the first place? What was it that sparked you that you wanted to race cars?
Well, you know, during my childhood, my grandfather at one time owned Riverhead Raceway.
Mm.
And the Cromarties own it now, but he owned it, and we kind of grew up there. I mean, Mark and I used to sit in the front row in the grandstands and fall asleep during the modified feature. But, you know, so we were kind of bred into it. And my father drove race cars. He drove stock cars. And he was the 1960 Riverhead Raceway modified champion. And so, you know, our idols growing up were race car drivers. And we went to Riverhead every Saturday night. And then there was times we'd go to Islip Speedway and Freeport. And during the winter, we'd come down here and go to Memorial Stadium at Daytona and freeze to death, I think. It was in February.
Oh, my God, it's cold.
I remember getting my snowsuit down here.
Yep.
But, you know, those were our heroes, and that was something that I guess you could say we were kind of bred into.
Yeah, that could have been a great comeback for your grandfather because, you know, you could have been like, Granddad, you're my hero. I want to be just like you.
Yeah, well, you know.
How to make friends and influence grandfathers. All right.
Yes. So this weekend, coming up Saturday night, you'll be at Citrus County Speedway. They pack them in there. You can be assured if you go to Citrus County, not only will you get to see the TBARA sprints, the Gimlers racing out there, and all the other great stars of TBARA, there'll be another 130 cars there. I mean, they just pile in the cars to race there. Yeah, I imagine you guys got to get there a little early to make sure you get your spots sorted out, huh?
Well, yeah, we like to get there early because several reasons. We don't live any place near a racetrack over here in West Palm Beach.
Got that right.
Not anymore.
So you know, if we have any problems along the route, you know, flat tires, blown tires, any problems with any of the vehicles, you know, we need a little time to do something and still be able to get to the racetrack.
Yeah, that's definitely.
And then there's the when you get there, you can mount your tires. we get our tires from Don Reams, and usually I've got this mounted, and when I go to the track, I pick out the tires I want and mount them up. So we need a little bit of time.
We need to get you a racetrack closer to home too.
Yeah, well, it's always been a problem with geography over here.
Well, maybe we'll just go down there and take over Homestead for you. That way, you got a home track to run on. How about that? I wish
it was big, but
I wish it could be that easy, Gary. Well, listen, we really do appreciate you and Mark coming on. It's always good to see you guys out there doing the fast man thing out there around the tracks. You guys have been at it for a long time, and we really do appreciate you coming on the show.
Okay, thanks.
And tell the dude and Don Reams that I have not forgotten them. We'll be getting to them. I'll probably call them this week.
All right.
You have a safe race and take care. Thanks for being on the show.
Okay, thanks for having us.
Night.
No problem. Anytime, Gary. Thank you.
All right.
Man, glad to see those guys are all right. I tell you what, when I heard about that last week, I was like, man, we got to get them on and make sure they're all right.
I had just met them, so it was really crushing when I heard it.
Yep. Well, got to pay the bills right now. We're going to go to break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. It's Inside Florida Racing.
With Budweiser.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing, message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
I'm Racing Movie Man at USA Speedway, and you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Stub Master, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
That guy right there is a champion. He's been a champion all his life, but he's been in a race car. That right there is an exercise on how you race people. The 19 car, I don't know what to say on that deal. I'm up to the door, going in a corner. You know, we're counting cautions. It's a 100-lap race. you know, up to the door. I don't know how far you got to be, but, you know, that's just racing accident. And the bullet just purposely go underneath the caution light. That's absolutely ridiculous. And
come on, Mike. You don't know how far you got to be. He was all the way into your door. Oh, you got to love it. I love that. Oh, there. I pulled my headphones out.
Oh, no.
I love that soundbite, though.
Oh, this is too funny. We got some more of those. We got to stick them in there. You know, Gary was, or Mark was talking about they live in so far from a racetrack. And, yeah, Carol, this is Inside Florida Racing. It's a radio show. And, like, when we come back, our mics are live and like that. I took your cell phone and took it away. And
all you got to do is wake me up, and I'll be ready to go again.
I took your cell phone, and I hid it out in the other room. But anyway, you know, he was saying that. Well, at the ASA, you know, the ASA race last Saturday at New Smyrna Speedway, 16-year-old Brian Bloom, who lives up in North Florida, he was headed over to New Smyrna, and they had problems getting there. They didn't even, I mean, they broke down, you know, had all kinds of problems getting there with their trailer and whatnot. Broke right. down on the way there. So they didn't get to the track till 1:30 in the afternoon. And matter of fact, let's take a gander. How did that happen? Now, that wasn't supposed to happen.
I like that song. You might want to put it back on.
Oh, that was a
good I'm here with Brian Bloom, fourth place finisher in tonight's Florida 100 race. Brian, you look a little wore out, but you got to be satisfied with this run.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I don't know how I did it coming from 10th and had a strong run up to 4th. I thought I was going to keep 3rd, and, you know, Boyd was starting to wear out, and I thought I was going to get him, but I'm just happy with the way we finished.
Now, you look like you're really tired out there, but out there on the track, could you feel the heat coming on you?
Yeah, I definitely could. I had no more water in the water bottle, so it made things a little tougher, but in the end, it's awesome.
Anybody you want to thank tonight?
I want to thank my parents. I want to thank Mr. Alan Steyer, Coulter Motorsports, Napa, Extreme Graphics, and Dr. Pepper.
All right, Brian Bloom, finisher in tonight's Florida 100 in the fourth position. Great run for everybody here at New Smyrna Speedway.
Now, the only thing wrong with that was that scratchy little piece there Rick recorded was Brian actually finished 3rd. After the DQ, so we're going to have Brian on the ASA Fastlane next week. 16-year-old, and he's got a lot of, you know, he's one of those guys out there, youngsters without a lot of money behind him. They're trying to get some sponsorship, but he started 10th, finished 3rd. That's a good job.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, so
that's a real good job. What you're on? You just don't have your headset on your head.
Right.
She talked in the microphone. She sounded just fine. She's like, I don't hear myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Until you or I talk.
Oh, no. You know, it was funny. We were just talking to Gary Gimler about Riverhead Raceway. So I just I decided to get on their website real quick. I mean, these guys, they're doing some pretty outrageous stuff up there. They're having, like, minivan figure eight races. Rollover contests, train races. I mean, just having a good time up there with a lot of stuff. I mean, that's a little bull ring right there. I mean, that is just a little track. I mean, you're from up around that area. Had you ever been to that track, Carol?
Which one? The one
Riverhead Raceway.
No,
I tell you what, that is.
I've been to a lot of racetracks up around that, but I was too young to remember. The only one I remember. Because I was an adult, was Norwood Arena, which no longer exists.
Wasn't that a place where figure eights was just like a mainstay? Wasn't that one of those places where figure eights was just
that track? I was just looking at the pictures for it. It is definitely made for figure eight racing. It is asphalt from the wall all the way down to the center of the infield.
Okay, so here's the deal. We do this show, we fool around, then every once in a while we get a real expert. a real person who's been around racing a long time,
who really knows what it's
all about. And we have one of those people that Carol brought on, Don Heckman. Welcome to Inside Florida Racing.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be there.
I bet you got about 100,000 stories you can tell us, right?
Hello?
Hello, Don. Are you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Man, I tell you what, I'm listening to his accent. Don, where are you from originally?
Originally I was born in Pennsylvania, but I was raised in Florida. I've been in Homestead since I was about 6 years old. Now I live in Cutler Ridge.
You know, It sounds like you've been in the South all your life. But, you know, you've been around racing for a really, really long time, and it sounds like you've covered it from one end of the United States to the other. Out of all the places you've ever been or watched any races, let's say in the state of Florida, what has got to be your favorite place to go check out the racing scene?
Well, I like going to Oswego for the Super Modified. I was been going up there with Doug Heron for several years. But I guess my favorite place is TBARA in Florida. It's the most competitive thing that I've been involved in. And all pretty good people, good competition.
Yeah, I think that group right there, the TBRA, I think everybody needs to take a lesson from just how to run your show, which is from, you know, just the circle track point of view, from your Saturday night track owner to all your touring series. I mean, they just put on one heck of a show, and they are so, so organized, Don.
Yeah, it's
Are you still...
Don, you still there, buddy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you remember the first time I met you at Charlotte County Speedway?
Absolutely.
That was the funny... We had some big race going on, and I had been helping everybody with it, and I was so excited. I wanted everything to be perfect. Uh-huh. And one of our local drivers crashed into somebody you were with, and you guys were literally going to beat his butt. And I remember going over almost crying and saying, please don't beat him up. Not tonight. Tonight's my best night. And you felt so bad for me. You said, okay, we won't beat him up tonight.
Oh, now, don't hold anything back, Don. I want to know who...
I don't really remember that. We've been involved in several of them kinds of shuffles.
Who were you there rooting with? Who?
I think you were with the Rudermans, weren't you?
Yeah, Wayne's driving for me probably then, and we had a real good run Saturday night up there at Bradenton. Was the first night we've run this car this year, and we had to start in the rear in the heat and run fourth in the heat and got a qualifying spot, and I was so happy because we didn't have to start in the rear. And then we got in a little scuffle about second or third lap and had to go to the rear, and Wayne still brought back up to fifth. You know, he's really up on the wheel.
Are you talking about Wayne Senior or Junior?
Wayne Senior.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you can do to him better what Wayne Sr. does. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
He just gets up on the wheel, and I give him a race car, and he drives the heck out of it.
Well, you've been a little bit popular on the Karnak board this week. We've seen some pictures of you when you had dark, wavy hair. And everybody's having a lot of fun with those pictures of the days gone by.
Well, absolutely. I mean, everybody likes to pick on Don when they get a chance, because I try to do it all I can.
When did you first start racing?
I'd say about 64.
54. Oh, my goodness.
Where did you start racing at, Don?
I started racing at a place down here with Florida City Speedway. We ran TQ Midgets. And then they started driving or running mini stocks, and I started in mini stocks, and I got a midget ride within about a year. And then that's all history, you know.
Yep.
So you were racing with Jack Duffy?
I don't think I've ever raced with Jack Duffy. Now I might have. I raced in Rochester, New York one time,
mm-hmm.
indoors, and he may have been there, but I was very young. I was driving for Bob Lowe, who was a well-known car owner, and Jack Duffy was probably there, yeah.
He's still racing at Charlotte County Motorsports Park. He's in his 70s, and I don't think he's come in further than third place.
Yeah, he
right.
He finished.
I think he's just
amazing.
Continues on, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Don, you know, you, what is, you've raced all kinds of cars. What has been your most enjoyable time in racing? I can see it as being exciting as, you know, sitting back now and watching somebody else do amazing things with your vehicles. But what about when, you know, you're coming up through the ranks and everything, and everything you were racing? What was the best time for you?
Well, I really enjoyed the racing the midgets down at Florida City. It was a different time, and money wasn't important, and you know, you could run tires for weeks on end, and it was just a lot more relaxed atmosphere and friendly atmosphere. The way things are now, it's so financial that you've got to pay attention. It's a business now. It used to be a fun deal, now it's a business. You know, it's about fun.
Yeah, hopefully, a lot of these track owners nowadays can try to at least make it a lot more. I mean, several of them are trying to make it more affordable for the racer. I mean, even your regular Saturday night bomber classes and stuff like that, I mean, it's starting to get expensive for them. But hopefully we can keep those prices down and still at least try to keep it fun for the competitors and for the fans, too. You know, I know you're working with Wayne and everything right now, and guys having fun with that vehicle. Anybody else that you've had run for you that you've had a real good time with?
Doug Hebron.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my favorite friends. He's going to New York this weekend. He's going to run Oswego Saturday night. The flight was canceled today, so he's not going to get to test the car. But I had fun when Doug drove for me. He's a little rougher on the car now. He'll wear out some wheels and shocks and stuff. And frame occasionally. But I think the most fun I've had racing in modern era is with Wayne Sr. He's just a really genuinely a quality person.
As are all the Rudimans.
Yep, and just a heck of a race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't say enough about Wayne. I got to go to his 60th birthday party a couple of years ago.
No, he's not that old.
Oh, yeah, he's 62.
Watch your mouth. 60's not old to me anymore.
Oh, no, I didn't.
No. When he got out of the car Saturday night there and had such a good run, and he was just the adrenaline's pumping, and he was so happy. Everyone's standing there, and everyone says, Wayne, he says, I really want to thank you. He says, you give me another 18 years tonight. You know?
Man, that would be something, I tell you. It's kind of what, you know, I like watching it. I'm still a young guy, but when I was a kid watching racing, it was always, okay, I'm going to root for it's funny. I was always rooting for the young guys racing against the older guys. But it seems like now that I've gotten a little bit older, I'm rooting for the older guys against the younger guys now.
Right.
Because it's like you said, you see Wayne get out of the car and, you know, and after having a good run, that adrenaline is something else. It does something to a person's, you know, just well-being when they get like that.
Absolutely.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because Jack Duffy, I mean, he was racing over at Charlotte last weekend, finished third, and he was just excited about that, you know, sitting there in the car talking to him, and his adrenaline was through the roof also.
He's the cutest man, I swear.
Don, where are you guys going racing next? What's coming up next?
PBRA has a race at Charlotte this weekend. We're kind of running a limited schedule this year. I've got a business I've been working on here, and just some different things that's come up, and we're kind of running a limited schedule. But anyhow, I wanted to bring this up because you said you were going to take Carol to Orlando. And I think it would be August 30th is the Billy Huma Bob Luska Memorial at Orlando on Friday night with the TBRA Sprint Cars. I know we'll be at that.
Yeah, that's a good choice, Don. That's a very good choice.
We might just make it to that.
You take Carol.
I'm going to have to take her to that.
and I'm holding you to it.
Okay.
Now, that's going to be a 35-lapper, from what I understand.
Wow.
Be a really good show, and they were two quality people that really had a lot of input in sprint car racing in Florida.
So Wayne's going to be there running that one also, right?
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, we know where he's going to be
We know where we're going to be that night, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Now I just got to find a babysitter for the kids and bring my wife with us, too.
I'm bringing mine. Got to keep them. Bobby loves TBARA. That's his favorite.
Yeah, that's a Labor Day weekend, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. They have that night they also have Modified, Sportsman, Super Stock, Mini Stock, so you guys will be able to get the whole experience.
Be able to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yep, that'd be a great show. Rusty's really done a good job with that place.
That thing is just... plus, the speeds up there are just amazing at that track, too.
Well, Don, there's about 100,000 things you could probably talk about over this time, but we're running out of time, so we're going to have to say goodnight, but it's been such a pleasure having you on the show, and...
We'll have to have you on back real soon. And
yes, please.
Well, it was great to be on here with you. I really appreciate the invite.
No problem.
Appreciate what you're doing for racing in Florida.
Real quick, Don, before you go, want to thank anybody that helps you out with the car, some of your sponsors or anything like that?
Case Contracting and Rex Engineering. Case Contracting in Plant City. Rex Engineering in Titusville. And... that's about it, and I've got a couple guys, Kevin, Stu, that work on it with me. And that's about it. Small operation.
All right. Well, cool. Good deal.
I am so looking forward to seeing you guys at Orlando.
Oh, yes. It's a great show.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Don, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon.
Okay.
Have a good night.
See you August 30th, Don. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hopefully, if we do good this year, then maybe something will happen, and maybe we can get a late model or something. All the sponsorship. You got to have sponsors do this kind of thing because it costs a lot of money. So as long as the money's coming in, we can move up. So. We'll see what happens.
It's no wonder everybody says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed includes rebates, and they reserve the right to buy back the vehicle from the selling dealer to give to their customer at a lower price. Ask about the $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neons. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and US 19 in St. Petersburg, Dayton Andrews Dodge.
To raise your land and business to new heights, then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper. That's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's come down to this, 100 laps, 5 to go, at the line, 5 cars nose to tail heading down into turn number 1, it's anybody's race.
Inside Florida Racing.
It's definitely crunch time, somebody's going to have to make a move, 3 laps to go as they cross the start finish line, going down into turn number 1, they start to fan out, coming off a 2, they're side by side, down the back straightaway.
Inside Florida Racing.
That's it, coming off a turn 4, white flag in the air, checkers and wreckers, anybody's race as they go down to turn number 1, they fan out, 2 by 2, 3 wide coming off the turn number 2. They get sideways down the back straightaway. Someone breaks loose to the top, trying to make the run up on the high side. Going to do it the hard way around. Coming around 4, there's still 2 by 2. 3 cars drop back. It's 1 car coming out sideways. Who's on the inside? Coming to the line. It's anybody's race.
Inside Florida Racing.
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 Oh, yes. Thursday night, we are back at Inside Florida Racing, along with the beautiful Miss Carol Wicks, right next to me.
Hi, Jason. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. What are those shoes called again that you wear?
Crocs.
Crocs.
I have 15 pairs. I have every color.
Under the rainbow, and then some.
And then some.
Along with Jack.
Do you know what my favorite ones are?
The yellow ones?
Oh, bite your tongue.
All right, kids, settle down. Settle down.
No. Settle down, kids. We're talking about our Crocs.
What a Croc.
Those are some Crocs, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you what.
You need those on a rainy day down at Henry County Speedway.
And that's another one I guess I'll have to visit.
Well, ask Ken Kenny.
Oh, Ken, how's it going, Ken?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Kenny, it's Jason. Hey. What's going on, brother?
Jason, things great, man. I appreciate it. we're doing good down here. We got a lot planned. We got a big race coming up on the 7th of July, for Summer Nationals for Dirt Track. And looking forward to a big car count. Exciting dirt track racing.
Hoping the rain stays away. We've been trying to get you on here for a couple of weeks there. I was talking to Danny Snow a while back. I think we're going to be talking to him a little bit later on. But you guys had another big show coming up down there, and then the rain kind of washed you guys out for like 2 weeks in a row, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. June the 9th, we had a big race planned. We run a six-pack race for limited lay models. And, third leg of the series got rained down on June 9th, and the place was underwater all around there. I think every drop of water that week found the speedway, I was disappointed, but it's really built a lot more excitement up for July 7th. I've been fielding calls from drivers all week, morning, day, and night, so I'm really looking forward to a big field of cars and, real exciting show.
Is this the $1,000 to win demo derby thing that we're talking about? Is that what we're talking about, or did I miss something?
No, sir. Actually, what I do, I promote a series. The track has a demo derby going on this weekend for the 30th, and then July 7th will be the Summer Nationals for late models.
Okay. Gotcha.
You said that's going – when is the Summer National thing going to be going on?
July the 7th.
July the
Summer Nationals.
And that is going to be a Friday or a Saturday?
That's a Saturday night.
Saturday night. It's kind of funny. You've been involved with racing for a long time. I hadn't heard from you in a long time. What a lot of people don't realize is the Henry County Speedway has gone through a bunch of really, really big changes.
Yeah. The gentleman that bought the track, I used to go out there as a kid, 10, 11 years old, and I've been around racing all the way back to the Naples track days and the old Punta Gorda Speedway. And, of course, I cut my teeth in racing at Charlotte County Speedway. I can't wait to get back up there to, you know, see some old friends and, you know, maybe try that again. But in Clifton, you know, I grew up in the LaBelle area, and, you know, my dad used to take me over there as well as the asphalt, and the track, you know, was there 25, 30 years ago, but it's like a total different place. I mean, it was a sand racetrack basically before Morrill, and it's all, you know, red clay, which clay is a little hard to get down this part. So, you know, it's more of a ballpark type clay, but, you know, the guys, you know, really renovated the place. He, you know, put an excellent wall around it and, you know, great sound system. And, you know, he's got a great announcer out of Naples, you know, Rob, that does a fantastic job there. And,
yep,
you know, he's done a good job there.
Rob, you said Rob is the announcer? Is that Rob Albright?
Yeah, Rob is the announcer down there.
Is that Rob Albright?
You know, Rob's from Naples, and, yeah, you know, I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure what Rob's last name is.
Wow.
And Rob races four-wheelers.
Yeah.
You know, all over Florida. You know, he goes up to East Bay and different places, and he's involved in racing, too, you know.
I'd like to find out. I'll have to do some research and find out if that is Rob Albright. If it is, he's got a heck of an announcer out there for him. But if not, it sounds like you got a good announcer out there, too. I can remember going out there to Henry County Speedway before, when it just used to be, you know, a fans racetrack that, you know, there used to be a big dip on the back straightaway. I can remember lots of drivers catching air on. I mean, from the pictures I've seen, pictures,
I remember that too. It's gone. You know, they took the loop out of the back. You know, it's level now. you know, these late models and stuff pull so much more power than what the cars used to pull that would go out there, you know, and stuff. But
yeah,
you
know,
I was, you know, real excited to talk to you guys. I, you know, the racetrack, you know, touches my heart. I mean, obviously I've always raced asphalt, and I went out there on dirt, and I haven't raced it yet, although I have a couple cars, you know, that I have people race for me, and you know, I'm enjoying the dirt. It's a lot of fun, you know, and, you know, I can't wait to go back up to Charlotte County Speedway and, like I said, enjoy some of the people there. And I hear you guys are doing awesome things there too, but, you know, the dirt's fun. I mean, once you get to the dirt or watch it, you know, distinctly different, but it's a lot of fun.
What are some of the statistics about Henry County Speedway? How many fans does it hold and things like that? People have been asking so many questions about the speedway.
Oh, yeah. Well, to be specific, the gentleman, okay, I'll give you car count first. On average night, you know, they'll have 50, 60 cars. This summer national, we've had to extend the pits almost all the way past the fan parking because we expect somewhere between 130 and 150 cars.
Oh, wow.
Because most of the dirt tracks in Florida are closed that night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's going to be, you know, a massive event. I mean, the limited late models probably have 40, 45 cars trying to make the race, field of 24, 25 cars. But as far as the capacity, what the new owners are doing, they've submitted a site development plan to Henry County. And a lot of times, you know, a fan, just like I've always been a fan, you go to a racetrack and say, I don't know why they don't do this, why they don't do that. Chris has a lot of big plans to build a sports park there. And the only thing is, like, you know, you got to go through the bureaucratic end of everything nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's in that process, you know, with the drainage plans and things like that. And it just takes time to get it together, you know. But it's
time and money.
You know, it probably holds, you know, a couple thousand people. You know, and there's a lot of people standing around the track. You know, it's there's a lot more plans for a lot more bleachers. I've had the benefit of seeing the actual plans that they've submitted and what they're trying to do. And, you know, it should be a good, real good facility in the future, you know.
This seems like it, you know, you've taken to the dirt track thing now, Kenny, and got your deal going on July 7th. Do you guys have anything else big in the books that you wanting to put together out there?
At the Clifton track, yes, sir. I'm going to have a fall national in November, like, you know, around the 9th, 10th, right in that area, two-day show with a 5,000 win late model race. You know, I've got big plans with a lot of people coming from out of state because a lot of the tracks are closed. And, you know, I run basically three series. I run a late model, limited late model, modified series. And, you know, that's kind of what I got planned, to run a fall national and then stay a winter national, you know, next year a little bit in late January, early February. And, you know, I'll probably get up and see old Bobby Deal and maybe talk to him about promoting some stuff up there with him. He's a great guy. I used to race in the truck series with him, and, you know, he was always a gentleman. And I know he's a big innovator, too, so I'd like to get myself around that a little bit again also.
Yeah, cool. I was just saying, thinking, Ken, listening to you talk about what Chris has planned for down there, what he's trying to do, if he could pull all that together, and Bobby's now that he's got his 5-year extension and some of the plans he's got, that provides for a bright future for motorsports in South Florida,
Southwest Florida, yep.
Yes, sir. I tell you, man, it's exciting to do both, you know, and it's so distinctly different. I mean, I know you guys got a big thing planned July 7th, and, you know, hopefully in the future we can, you know, coordinate some things a little better to where, you know, when you guys have a big show, we can come up and support, you know, support that track and vice versa, you know, because it's distinctly different kind of racing, but it's, you know, both a lot of fun, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, this big deal you're having on the 7th is the dirt late models. How many cars did you say you expect?
Okay, for the limited late models, we had 41 cars registered for the year that got rained out. And I've gotten calls from Lake City, Volusia County, of course, East Bay. They had 37 cars total in my 3 series down here last time. So I expect overall probably 130 to 150 car count. But as far as for that class, probably between 40 and 45 cars to fill a 24-car field. You know, so, you know, we'll run a last chance race, which will be, you know, a battle for the last spots. And then, you know, as far as the late models go, which you would call the super late model type deal, you know, we probably have 14, 15, 16 cars in that class. With the Pepsi 400, there's a lot of people away and different things in that class. But, you know, it'll still be a real exciting race, you know.
Well, you know, the sprint car people will of course, always argue the point, but there went Carol's phone again. She's got the loudest phone. I swear, she's got this race car thing. Anyway, the sprint car people will always disagree with this, but I'll tell you, it's tough to beat a late model show on dirt for excitement. It's really tough to beat that.
Yeah, it really is. It's exciting. I mean, you know, we'd love to get the sprint cars out there too. I really enjoy watching the Tampa Bay area racing when they come to Charlotte or DeSoto Speedway. You know, they put on an awesome show, and I haven't really hooked up with too many. I had a couple sprint car drivers call me today, but, you know, safety with the sprint cars is a factor on the track, and there's some renovations he does need to, you know, extend a little bit concerning, you know, certain areas for the safety for sprint car drivers. But I'm with you, man. There's nothing like the late models.
What do you guys got for dirt down there?
It really is more of a baseball-type clay. It is a red clay track. When you pull up, you'll think you're in Georgia at a clay track. But, you know, the quality of the material, I'll tell you, I was a sideline quarterback, you know, explaining how they should get this and how they should get that. And when you go out and try to actually buy the clay, it's not as easy as what people would like to think.
Right.
So it's really a baseball clay-type material. And if it's disced and prepared properly and there's a lot of water put in it, it still, you know, provides an awesome show. You know, I go to East Bay a lot still, you know, to watch the dirt on off nights when we're not running here. And, you know, they've got a little bit better material at this time. And, you know, they're close to the coast, so the tide comes in and brings in a lot better moisture for them. But I tell you, it's loads better than this track, you know, ever was in the past, the surface. I mean, it's like night and day. I mean, if you've been there before and you go again and it's been a long time, it'll be a special, you know, it'll touch you because it's completely different.
Yeah, I was looking at the pictures that folks had posted on Karnak of the track, and I can remember when I was there as a kid and running a mini stock around out there just for fun, and then seeing the track now, it is like you said, it's night and day. And I mean, it is like it's night and day. I mean, they have done so much to that place. It looks beautiful. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Well, we appreciate it. And like you said, you know, I think Southwest Florida and all the way over even into the inner area near Okeechobee, the lake down south, but the two tracks, the asphalt track and the dirt track, I think, you know, they'll complement each other a lot. And, you know, maybe we can build a little bit of a hub down here of racing, you know, because you've always got a hub up near Volusia and up near Tampa, the Bradenton area up, and, you know, this area has a tremendous amount of fans for racing, and you know, I think it'll support, you know, both asphalt and dirt tremendously. And like I said, sometime in the future, if we can coordinate a little bit of stuff better, I know there's guys that run on the dirt even that would like to run asphalt and vice versa, you know, and I'd like to see, you know, us maybe coordinate some stuff in the future.
I think you got it. You hit the nail right there on the head, you know. The Clewiston down there at Henry County Speedway, it's gone through a lot of different I don't know, it's morphed into this and morphed into that over the last 10, 11, 12 years.
The only thing that hasn't morphed is the mosquitoes.
Yeah, I can imagine. But, you know, but there's this is the first time that, well, actually it's the second time, of course, you know, the tragedy that happened a couple of years ago. But now that you guys got this place down there on a roll, I think it is time, really is time for the promoters of the two tracks to kind of get things a little coordinated, because it's a real deal in both on both counts now.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. And I remember years ago, you know, I've been around racing since I was in a baby carriage, and I remember years ago when I think it was a USA series that Don Narone and some different people had for the late models and modifieds. They used to run a modified series, and it was basically an asphalt series. But they would take the cars off the asphalt and stick them on dirt twice a year at East Bay.
Yeah, that was the Sarah series did that.
Yes, they did. Yeah. It was. I thought that you're right. That's exactly correct. That was one of the most exciting series to see the cars, you know, go from asphalt to dirt and back to asphalt. You know, with the modifieds, you can do that. I mean, certain classes, it's a lot tougher to do, but the modifieds, I've really thought a lot about that next year, possibly trying to coordinate a deal. You know, talk to Bobby Deal and a few other places and try to run a series for the modifieds, because they put on a great show, whether it's on asphalt or dirt. And, you know, there's a lot of guys we ran with up at DeSoto Speedway, like Bobby Dixon and different ones that, you know, that ran asphalt that were tough competitors on asphalt, and they're still wicked fast on the dirt. You know, so
that's absolutely right, Kenny. You know, just a few weeks ago we had Patrick Williams and Richard Pratt on, who are both our two top super late model drivers on asphalt in Florida and the Sun Belt and other series, and they run the big events, and they're regularly kicking butt over at Volusia Speedway Park. So
yeah, Volusia's super fast too. I've been doing a lot of traveling lately. I mean, I've traveled up to Volusia, Putnam County last weekend to a big race. I generally travel a lot on my off nights when we're not, you know, when I'm not running my series over at the Henry County Speedway. And that's why I said I plan on getting up to Charlotte also. But I've had a chance to see an unbelievable amount of talent in Florida, a lot of young drivers up and coming, you know, at all the tracks. And, you know, that's why for this dirt series I'm trying to bring them all together at one place. I try to coordinate with East Bay and run on off nights when East Bay doesn't run their limited late models, modifieds, and late model series. And like I said, I think in the future, you know, I'd like to, you know, get with the promoters at Charlotte County and Bobby and see if we can't coordinate a few shows, because we're pretty close to each other still as the crow flies. You know, we're not that far away, and you know, I'd really like to do that in the future.
That's too cool, man. That's way too cool. Kenny Jr., dude, I mean, you've been around a long time. I thank you for coming on the show, and you know, I got your number, you got mine. We need to get together and talk and have a drink and talk about racing a little bit more.
And Kenny, if you have some press releases and news information, make sure you send them over to Karnak at Comcast.net, and we'll get that word out for you in Karnak, man.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I've just gone – I took a little hiatus for a few years away from racing, and, you know, I'm back at it full swing, and I definitely want to contact Karnak because they do an awesome job on the you know, for all the tracks that do go through Karnak, and I want to try to get more stuff coordinated with them, you know, where I can do some joint stuff for the different tracks. So I really appreciate it. I started as a driver. That's my only interest in it, is, you know, to promote the sport, and, you know, hopefully between, you know, what you guys are doing is awesome too. You know, the radio show, it's awesome. So
just quickly about the track again, what is the price of admission?
You know, don't quote me, because I always go in the pit, so everywhere I go it's $25, it seems like.
Yeah, me too.
East Bay, Henry County Speedway, or Charlotte, or DeSoto, or anywhere. But getting in the main spectator gate, I'm not sure if it's $12 or $15. I'm not sure. I know kids under a certain age are free.
Do they allow kids in the pits?
They do with a release with their parents. Mm-hmm. You know, they will allow them in there with a release. I know 16 and under, they'd have to sign in. A child can't just walk in the pits, you know, just sign in and walk in. Be with their parents. And, you know, they've got quite a bit of, you know, safety there at the track now. You know, I mean, obviously that's your first concern, you know. And even when I do my shows, I even try to bring in even more safety. And I would be that same way on asphalt or dirt, you know, because obviously being a driver from the past, you know, the cars are safe, but anything can happen, you know.
Kenny, got your big show coming up July 7th, Hendry County Speedway, man.
Appreciate it, Jason. Hey, good luck y'all too, and I really appreciate you guys giving me a call.
We'll have to do this again. Make sure you come back and keep us informed what's going on down there.
I'll give you a call a little bit later on tonight. Got a couple more questions for you.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Kenny Jr. from Hendry County Speedway.
Night, Kenny. Thank you.
I tell you what, that boy can talk. One of the nicest guys in racing I think I've ever met over the years. Got a little story I'll tell you about him a little bit later. But got to pay the bills right now. Got to go to commercial. Jack, hit the button over there.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing, message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Stub Master, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no wonder everybody says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed includes rebates, and they reserve the right to buy back the vehicle from the selling dealer to give to their customer at a lower price. Ask about the $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neon. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and US 19 in St. Petersburg, Dayton Andrews Dodge.
Hello. Oh, yes. I am here. Thank you.
Here's Johnny.
Jeez. I thought it was a
pause. Hey, you know what we got to talk
about? What is this about the Terminator?
There's nothing about the Terminator.
Who the heck is the Terminator? There's another one?
We can call anyone we want. Call California. Speak to Arnold.
You love that. You like getting me started, don't you?
You know what we have not talked about on this thing? It's this big thing that you guys got
this
planned.
This is not
for
a thing. This is Inside Florida Racing.
Oh, wait a minute. Before we get to anything else, okay? Because, you know,
If you take my glory away from me, I'm going to hurt you bad.
I am not going to take your glory away from you. No, jeez. Oh, no, okay, here. That's the first rule of thumb when you come into the door here.
Carol, your glory is safe.
Yeah, especially with them blue ducks or whatever they are. Crikeys or
Crocs.
Okay.
Crocs.
They are.
That's what you're talking, like a croc. You know what?
It is a croc. Yeah, anyway, for the people that are joining late tonight, the show is getting moved due to me and Carol's scheduling. Because I've got another show I do on Friday nights. I'm getting ready to start back up, which is the Tower of Power live from the Charlotte County Motorsports Park, which should be starting back up here in the next 2 weeks.
And Grey's Anatomy is coming on soon. So,
Grey's Anatomy. Okay. Anyway, the show is going to be moving to Monday nights. Oh, I'm going to steal your glory in a minute. No, but the show is going to be moving to Monday nights, 7 to 9, same time, different night. I just wanted to clarify that, so when everybody tunes in on Thursday and goes, what happened to the show, we are moving to Monday. So just a few days from now, we're going to be on Monday night. So get ready for it. Going to have a lot of fun. Carol!
What?
I'm not going to take your glory. You and your...
No, I don't have any glory, but I did want to mention something that I haven't heard us talking about, and it's really important.
Ducks.
We've got a... Jack, isn't there somebody else you know in this town that could do this show? Okay.
You could get somebody from California.
Sunshine Speedway.
The reunion.
We got to talk about that reunion, and I wish to gosh we could get Terry Scampton on, because he knows all the inside about that show.
Hotel California.
Dirt track. Was Sunshine a dirt track?
No.
Quarter
mile asphalt track for 50-some years.
Wow.
And now it's going
to
be a...
You want to talk to Terry?
Terry Scampton? Of course.
You want to talk to him? Let me see if I can get him. You guys,
you're in charge of
the phone over there. Keep the people entertained.
Okay, let's get back to Hendry County Speedway, because that needs some plug in here. This is big for Southwest Florida.
I tell you what, it's the, it's the south furthest dirt track, and then right up the road, not even 45 minutes away, you get the south's furthest asphalt track. And, you know, Ken Kenny, we're just talking to him. Man, maybe he can get some deal worked out with Bobby Dillon. We could have, like, a series where we got guys that come over from dirt and race asphalt, and our asphalt guys will go over, you know, kind of a...
You
kind
mean
of a,
cooperation between racetracks?
Hey, I tell you what,
what a concept.
Cooperation between racetracks is happening.
Hey,
what,
it is happening.
I'll tell you what.
What?
You wanted to speak to Terry Scampton? Asking, you shall receive.
Terry.
What?
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Hey, Carol.
My miracle-working Jack Smith over here, right? So, come on, tell us a little bit what's going on.
It's
going
to be fun, Terry.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm even going.
The 24th is shaping up to be a real barn burner up here. It's going to be good, getting a lot of just good stuff. And I emailed the flyer down to Carol today.
I never got it. I can't open it.
You can't open it?
No. Nope.
Yeah, send that over to me,
Send
Terry.
It to Jack, and he'll fix it up and send
it to
me.
Jack. But, we're getting ready to do the whole big thing as far as, like, flooding. I don't even know why I got to do flyers. Everybody knows about it.
I'm telling you.
So it's like...
Every time I ask a driver if they're coming, they say, I already got my name on the list.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, I mean, it's going to be a super night. It's going to be a lot of fun. I got a lot of cars coming out we're going to put on display, and we're going to have some stuff there as far as, like, you know, who's doing what and what have you done since the track closed. There may be a chance that somebody special might show up, too. So,
ooh.
I am showing up.
We'll see. I'm not going to say nothing.
I am.
Real trip if they show up.
Yeah, this is July 24th, Sunshine Speedway Reunion Party. And it's at the Staker?
Quaker Steak and Lube.
Quaker Steak. I'm always getting that
Staker
thing back.
Staker Quake?
I always get it back.
What is it? What's it called?
It's stuff you put in your coffee.
The Quaker Steak and Lube.
Okay, you guys are having this at a Jiffy Lube? Like, or is this a restaurant? What?
Let's try this again, Jerry. Jason's having a little bit of a problem with this name.
I understand.
Think
that.
His farmer jeans are too tight.
Quake and Lube.
Quaker?
Quaker.
Steak.
Quaker.
Steak.
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 As in Philly Mignon?
Okay. I swear I thought seats, you said Quaker
seats
by, steak.
Seats 500 people.
And there's 1,000 coming?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that. I've had a couple of Racers Helping Racers events there.
Well, that sounds cool.
Everybody had a place to sit.
Yeah, and be broadcast. The whole thing will be broadcast live.
Yeah.
Over Real Racing USA.
No, it's going to be a trip. It really is. I mean, there's people that I know I haven't talked to in quite a few years.
Is this going to fall on a Friday or a Sunday? Tuesday. A Tuesday.
Yeah, Real Racing USA Tuesday night.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, cool.
And we got a deal on chicken wings too. So.
That's right. It's wing night.
It's wing night at the Wing Hat.
Oh, yes.
That's all right.
Steak and Lube.
Carol's. Where's the place at there, Terry, for the folks?
449th Street. I call it Pinellas Park. They call it Clearwater.
Yeah, I guess it depends on where you're from.
Well, it's like just on the north side of 19. So, I mean, that to me is Pinellas Park.
Yeah, I think what we'll do, Terry, is we'll throw up a little page that has some facts, figures, and a map and like that for a...
Good idea.
Yeah, maybe we'll just get like 2,000 people to show up and really blow it out. Huh?
I don't blow them out.
I need directions for folks like me.
Yeah, you and I got to talk about this tomorrow a little bit, Jack.
You think?
Terry, while we got you on live here in front of 10 million people in Florida, could you tell us quickly a little bit about your Racing for Racers?
Oh, Racers Hopping Racers?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, last year I didn't get to do a whole lot. You know, I was kind of like under the weather all year. So I'm going to try and revive it this year. And basically what we do is we all get together, and I invite the now two tracks to come up and do things. And we'll have auctions and all kinds of stuff and basically raise money for the track fund in case the drivers get hurt. They need a bag of groceries, electric bill paid, whatever.
Oh, that's too cool. That's
what we do to help. We're kind of like that little hump between getting hurt and insurance companies kicking in.
Oh, so you're kind of like Aflac. No. That's too cool.
He's just a better duck.
He's just a...
Huh?
You're Aflac. A better duck.
I'm a better jock?
Yeah.
Terry, how long have you been doing the Racers Helping Racers deal?
How long what?
How long have you been doing the Racers Helping Racers deal?
I can't hear you, Jack.
How long have you been doing the Racers Helping Racers deal?
Oh, man. We started that back when I had lug nuts. That has to be, oh, man. Oh, geez.
it's well, been a while.
What?
I'll give you that answer tomorrow when I figure it out.
What?
I think like 98, 99, what, something like that.
What brought it on that you wanted to take on that the whole Racers Helping Racers deal?
Wait. Terry, didn't it start? In 1998, after
yeah, it was like 1998.
The tragedy,
Wild Bill.
That's right.
Was killed at Sunshine Speedway.
Yeah, and, figure eight driver.
That turned into a heck of a day. It really did. I mean, like, you know, I was very proud of what we did for Wild Bill and his family, and we sent Millie, his son. Still has a college degree courtesy of Q Motorsports, and he's got, I think it's a two-year thing at any school he wants to go to.
Awesome.
And that was one thing that Bill wanted for his son, so that was a good thing. And we've helped all kinds of people across the state. Across over in East Smyrna, there was a driver, Jim...
Jim Flynn? Was it Flynn?
Witherspoon or something like that. I can't think of his last name now. But he was hurt in a Governor's Cup race over at New Smyrna, and he broke his leg up pretty bad. And we went over there, and all he wanted was Christmas for his family, because the accident, doctor bills, and everything took everything that he had with insurance and his savings and everything. So we went over there and gave him Christmas.
That's
and
awesome.
That's what we do. That's what we did. We didn't buy parts for cars or we didn't, you know, anything like that. It was just help the driver and their families, and you know, through some tough times. And that's what we did.
Yeah, that was in 1999, Terry. It was in November of 1999.
We did the New Smyrna thing, yeah.
No, yeah, well, when Wild Bill...
99?
Yeah, passed away. And, you know, it was really striking. And Bill Green reminded me of this not too long ago. That was really the first time, you know, because we had had that Karnak message board, Florida thing, and people had kind of been starting to use it over the last, you know, up a year, a couple of years, you know, but it wasn't a real community. But I tell you, that around the death of Wild Bill Rivard, it just was absolutely amazing. You know, they look at, like, today, if there might be a post that has 500 or maybe even 1,000 people reading it, but during that few days or a week or so, there was thousands and thousands of people.
It was just unbelievable what happened.
Yes, it was.
I mean, you know, Bill Green and I sat down at a table, and that's how this whole thing got started. And, you know, what can we do for the drivers kind of thing? And unfortunately, when Wild Bill died at Sunshine, I mean, Lugnuts became Wild Bill Central. And the funeral was unbelievable. The church wasn't big enough. And then we did the benefit for him at that Lugnuts, our first Racers Off the Race. You were there. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it certainly was.
I mean, every venue of racing you can think of was there. And the guys really dug deep. And like I said, we did a really good job for his family.
Yeah.
And we just kept it going. So there.
It's been
I'm very proud of it.
Man, I'm just going to say, well, thank you for doing that. I was just kind of reading here over on the other computer about him and everything. So bless you for doing that. The racers helping racers, and hopefully maybe we can help you out this year, too, with getting that all started back up.
If we had more people like...
I think I'm over all the problems I had, so...
That's good to hear, Terry. Very good to hear, man.
A good thing, and... yeah, I want to get back in the saddle again with that.
All right, July 24th, Tuesday 24th, night.
6 o'clock to close.
Let's drop some names. You know, I, of course, Wayne Jefferson, he's going to be part of the broadcast team
you know
for that.
He cheats.
Huh?
You know he cheats.
Yeah. Well, we played his song at the top of the show, Terry. You probably weren't listening, but we played Wayne's song.
That's
how we opened the show tonight, and that goes out to all those race car drivers out there in Radioland, you know. But I ask, Dwayne Dempsey, all them guys, they're all coming. I mean, all of them.
I get that. It's going to be a hell of a night. It really is. It's going to be. The people that knew me, I mean, I always did that Sunday afternoon NASCAR thing, and I always had about 15 different shirts I'd wear, and I'm bringing about 15 different shirts with me there to see if people remember that. And,
there you go.
I mean, I got stuff. I got my seat. I cut my seat out of the bleachers. I got that. I mean, like, there's still a lot of people that I haven't even gotten with that have already gotten with me.
That's cool.
So, I mean... I don't even have to put flyers out. I don't think too much, but I'm going to. And I'm going to get one of the guys to make up a nice banner for me for down there.
All right.
So it'll be a hoot.
Well, anybody who has Terry Scampton for a friend has the best kind of friend you can have.
Oh, thank you, Carol.
Hey, Terry, I wanted to thank you for the wonderful picture you took from my mic keeps cutting in and out here. It's probably because I beat up on it so bad. But
Auburndale?
Yeah, I want to thank you for the picture you took up at Auburndale Speedway. That was wonderful.
I keep waiting to see it somewhere on the website. I don't see it.
Yeah, Rick put it up on the message board somehow. I think it's up there. Yeah, it's out there. It's on one of the photo galleries. Actually, it's in the photo galleries from Auburndale, the grand opening.
All right.
No, he's... Jason's asking me, questioning me with hand signals what I'm talking about. No, I'm not talking about the
signals.
You're talking about the one with the beer can.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the beer deal.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Beer deal, you know?
Auburndale.
I mean, I was really happy to see that place do what it did that night. It was unreal.
Yeah, it was. It was good to see that place back with, I mean, it was cranking, and they had a ton of people, a couple thousand people turned out in the pits and in the grandstand, and they sold a lot. I asked the girls over there, and it was selling the beer. They said they sold. That was their biggest beer sale night yet. So,
oh, it was hot.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, man, it was hot.
It was hot. Yeah, no doubt. But we'll get with you here real soon, Terry. I'll get with you the next.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do that. Thanks a lot for taking time out of your night to talk with us, man.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Terry. Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
There you
talk
go.
To you soon.
Terry Scampton, yeah. Heading up the Sunshine Reunion.
One of the special guys.
And racers,
what's
helping racers.
You get a hold of Danny.
What?
No, you want me to... No, you're asking a lot of me. You're asking
a lot.
You're
We're
asking...
Running.
Oh, it's my job.
It's your job.
It's
do
my
it.
Job. Do it.
Ooh.
Okay.
Running at...
Well, you know, while I do that, just before I do that...
See if you can get
hat. Well, I will, but get him, this guy over here...
Come here, Jerry.
Kushel's Dart... MowerRacing.com.
Oh,
here you go.
Again.
Here you go. Now, if you're not doing anything else on Saturday afternoon in LaBelle, Florida, there's a big lawnmower racing deal.
I don't know if it's big.
It's big.
Look at that. Check that out.
Man, look at that thing. www.cushelsdirtracingmower.com.
That's Kushel's Dart.
Dart.
Racing. Kushel's Dart. RacingMower.com.
Man, look at that thing. Jerry, I don't know how you guys ride these things because I need four wheels and a roll cage.
It's called squeeze your cheeks hard.
Make sure nothing comes out. I mean, I guess I'm going to have to spell this out. It's www.kushiel.
Tell them the story. Tell them the story.
S-D-A-R-T RacingMower.com.
Right.
How'd this come about?
The mower or?
Tell them the story about the Kushel, where you got, how that all happened. Tell
them. That thing right there is pretty impressive for a racing mower.
Well, this is my fourth mower that I've built, and it started out.
Other people buy mowers, he builds them.
Yeah. Right. Well, it started out just, I wanted to build a new mower, and, as time went on and the more it came getting closer to be done, it's a good thing I don't have a wife no more because...
it would have never got done.
Well, no. She wouldn't let me spend $300 for paint just for a lawnmower.
What?
So I don't have that problem no more, so I could spend what I want to spend. And the... paint alone was $300. So, and the more it came to getting closer to being done, I got to thinking about, you know, because my first mower, actually my second mower that I built, I nicknamed it Piggy Mow.
Piggy Mow.
Right. So, I got a lot of slack from some people about calling my mower a pig and making it look like a pig. So, I decided not to go that route.
How long have you been involved with racing the lawnmowers, Jerry?
Wow, since about 98, 99.
What even possessed you to drive a lawnmower that goes that fast?
For the thrill of it and the fun. It's a hoot.
I'm telling you. I got to look at this picture again because that is...
Yeah, and it made the lady put it on her website.
Yeah. Kushel's Dart is a... book series written by Jacqueline Carey. And there's the first book is Kushel's Dart. The second book is Kushel's Chosen. Then Kushel's Avatar. Kushel's Skyon. And then the last book is Kushel's Justice.
And he sent her a picture. He sent the author a picture. She put it on her website, a picture of the lawnmower.
That's awesome.
Isn't it cool? Yeah.
That is too awesome.
She said that was the best tribute by a fan that she's ever received.
And Jerry's been working with Bobby Deal down there. Finally, they've decided to kick out the jams. They're going to get all the cobwebs out of the way, all the obstructionists out of the way, and they're going to put a lawnmower racing facility down at Charlotte County Motorsports Park so they don't have to... I mean, they still can race in places like, what, the rodeo joint out in LaBelle?
Yeah, right now our track is located behind the rodeo arena in LaBelle. And,
it's time to move to the big time.
We're... moving it, and we also race in Sebring, and there's another club that races in Avon Park. But this Saturday at 1:00, Kushel's Dart will be making his racing debut.
All right,
first time out.
I'm telling you, if anything, go just to check it out because this lawnmower is amazing. So what? Oh, Carol's got the other microphone now.
That
I believe I have Rick Angie's on the phone.
Carol, don't be messing up our microphones. We need them on Tuesday.
That was your buddy over there, Rick. He's over there twisting and turning. I swear, he has got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines, wires wrapped around his chair and his legs right now. If he stood up, he'd unplug everything.
Rick, I know you enjoy blaming me for things, honey, but let me tell you something. Your buddy here, Jack Smith, is the one that's messing up the equipment. It looks like a mess of worms here.
At the Snook River Grill, it's all in order. Looks good. The lines are all taped together and everything.
Do you know
that
who,
wasn't
you
my
know
mower.
What? I've been there.
Yeah?
Okay, so why do I have you on the phone? Are you going to tell us something interesting and fun, or are we just going to talk about Jack?
You guys were talking... No, I'm not talking about Jack anymore. You guys were talking to Terry earlier, and the driver that Terry and I went up to New Smyrna and helped out was Jim Winterstein. The guy was hurt pretty bad, the governor's cut back in 99, 2000, something like that.
Oh, okay.
And we took a $1,000 check up to him, courtesy of the racers helping racers. But what I really want to talk about is this Sunshine event. This thing is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten calls from several drivers. Ralph Bowman has already called me. He's going to have his car there. And if you guys want to take your cars there, let us know. Bring them up there. Cars that haven't raced in years, bring them up there. Pieces of Sunshine Speedway, bring them. Anything you got, any paraphernalia from Sunshine. If you got videotapes, bring them up. We'll play them. Sound clips, pictures, bring it all. Because this is going to be one hellacious event.
You're going to turn this into a real tearjerker.
Oh, it's going to be big. It's going to be a party. There's so many people going to be there. So many people that haven't seen each other in years. There's so many people that I've talked to that haven't talked to each other in years that have all of a sudden picked up the phone and said, hey, you going? Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, I'm going too. So should be a good one.
Well, we're all going.
Well, I'm going too since it was my idea.
He takes credit for all the good ideas.
He's taking all the
Jack's
credit.
Jack's not real happy about you getting the credit for this, you know?
It was his idea.
Yeah, well, you know how he gets.
Yeah.
Hold on.
As a matter of fact, you know what? That was an idea that came out of the Pete Orr. That was inspired by the Pete Orr tribute show we did at the Snook River Grill in the parking lot afterwards. That was when Rick came up with the idea. And a damn good idea it is.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. And hopefully, we're still working on this Saramana deal. It's just that there's not a whole lot of people left from Saramana. Trying to put one of those together. And maybe, Jack, maybe we'll be traveling down south sometime towards near the end of the summer, beginning of the winter, to do a little Hialeah deal.
Oh, good. That was my idea.
That's Carol's idea.
Yes. Because there's a lot of real good people out there from Hialeah, too.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
So, what are y'all doing?
Jack's over there getting misty-eyed. You say Hialeah. He's over there going, he's getting misty-eyed. Looking like he's getting ready to cry. Oh, my gosh. Now, I understand, man, cause that was a pretty cool track to drive on. I mean, you go down into the corners, and you thought it was like negative degree banking at Hialeah with the opposite direction when you went in the corner. Oh,
I got
really...
to drive on it one time in a school bus.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a trip.
This is so funny. Jack's got a headset on. Jerry's got his microphone.
I'm just holding it.
I have to put mine around my neck because it's too noisy. What a professional bunch we got here.
Hey, Rick, you want to race one of our lawnmowers?
Yeah.
All right.
You raced one of them up there at Sarasota that time we went up, didn't you?
What, lawnmower?
Yeah.
No, I've never raced a lawnmower.
I've never raced a lawnmower. Maybe we could have an announcer grudge race.
Sounds good to me.
All right, we're on.
How about an announcer figure eight grudge race lawnmower deal?
A figure eight race? I'm game.
No cheating.
Yeah, we can have Jack against Rick.
No, Rick, Jack will flag this race. I won't have to climb a flag stand to flag this one.
Who's going
to
get disqualified?
sounds good to me.
Hey, Rick, do you realize that we're going to be on Monday nights from now on?
Monday night?
Yeah, yep. I just wanted to plug that one more
Fantastic.
Time.
Fantastic. I can't wait. I'll be listening.
Oh, yep. Good.
When's your first Monday night show?
This coming Monday.
This Monday, brother.
Monday? Maybe I'll come down there and join in with y'all.
Cool. Come on down, man.
Yeah. That would
be. They have no idea how much, they talked me into this, Rick, and I'm telling you, what I do coming up here in another couple of months, what I do on Monday night.
Football. Foosball. Bobby Boucher.
So what are you trying to say? Are we all done when football starts?
What?
Foosball.
Jeez. Depends on who's playing.
I ain't playing no foosball.
I'm going to let you guys go. You have too much fun.
It's time, guys. See you later, Rick.
Night, Rick. Thanks for helping out.
Thanks, Rick. Real quick, we got Jerry Gilbert here with us real quick. You guys are going to be racing down at LaBelle?
Yeah, LaBelle. It's on Highway 29 behind the LaBelle Rodeo Arena, which is just past the BFW.
That's
on
off
Highway 29 South.
Highway 29 South.
Going toward Jamaica.
That's past Cowboy Way.
www.nasgrass, which is NASGRASS, GRASS.com. That's
right.
Our official website.
Cool. Good deal. Get
There's
to go out there.
Plenty of pictures and rules and anything you want to know about racing is on there.
Go out there this weekend. Check out the high-powered lawnmowers. Also this weekend, real quick.
I got a race coming up. I'm going to be racing up 75 and 4, going with you to Orlando Speedway so I can give Rusty a hug.
August 30th.
We'll yes, be there that's August what I said, 30th. Speed World.
But this weekend, real quick, Charlotte County Motorsports Mark, late model 100, Fast Truck Pros, Fast Kids, Fast Mini Cups. Let's see, TBRA going to be at the Citrus County Speedway this weekend. And Open Wheel Modified is going to be running at North Florida Speedway. Having a street stock special over there at East Bay Raceway. It's going to be, Open Wheel Modifieds, four-cylinder bombers, Outlaw 4s, and then Hendry County Speedway. They got their race, and you got to go check out the Hendry County Speedway. It is brand new, and it is sharp. Got a lot of stuff coming up July 7th out there. Going to wrap things up, get things out of here, because I got to head out and move down the road.
Carol, say goodnight, Jason.
Good night, Gracie.
Good night, Arnold.
Good night.
Good night, Jerry.
You will have to come to my state to get a green card.
Good night, racers all over the world.
You gotta love it. It's Inside Florida Racing. Remember,
Monday
night, new time for Inside Florida Racing.
Down the south side of town, yeah. In some hole in the wall. I got to do the St. Pete boogie. I'm gonna jump until